A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with Jesus, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her that she may get well and live." Jesus went off with him, and a large crowd followed. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" Then Jesus looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. And Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While Jesus was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." Jesus did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha koum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. The healing stories in today's gospel highlight a truth about Jesus that undergird the sacred mystery of his identity as Son of God. Who he knows himself to be and his actions are congruent. His inner knowing pours forth in outer deeds of healing, restoration, reconciliation, wholeness, and communion. Jesus walks the talk. Jesus' inner knowing and outward deeds find a welcome home in the woman afflicted with hemorrhages. The gospel tells us the woman had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. The woman afflicted with hemorrhages had heard about Jesus. We know that many heard Jesus with their ears, yet still went away empty, unmoved by what their ears took in. So what did the woman hear? It is likely what she heard about Jesus conflicted with what she heard and experienced under the oppressive letter of the law, religious and cultural norms in which she lived. A woman known and identified as the hemorrhaging woman. Unclean, unclean, unclean. The tormenting words like a prison binding her spirit. Outsider, outcast, sinner, untouchable. What did she hear about Jesus? The stories are legion. It is said that this one speaks of God as his father. He speaks with authority of God whose love is unbreakable, unending, unconditional, pure gift. Is it true this Jesus believes God is only and always love? Jesus says that we, the children of Israel, are the daughters and sons of God. He himself speaks and acts like he is the Son of God. It is hard to believe these amazing things. Yet Jesus' words touch hearts and souls and spirits and lives are transformed. Blind see, deaf hear. Lame, walk, lepers, cleanse. Love becomes flesh and sinners, outcasts, the invisible, the untouchable. The daughters and sons of God rise from the dead. In her hearing, the truth of God touches the truth of this woman, and faith erupts like blazing fire, consuming the bonds of impurity and defilement that have chained her for so long. Her spirit surrenders to the all-encompassing love of God. Filled with faith and courage, she is undeterred by the deadly letter of the law. The hemorrhaging woman, this woman, woman touches Jesus. Jesus knows her touch. Spirit to spirit power is given and received. And the woman knew in her body that she was daughter of God. The gift of this woman's life continues to preach to us today. Her faith compelled her to leave behind old beliefs and ways of understanding and risk being touched by God. Her life reminds us of the courage we are capable of when we hear the word of God and unreservedly surrender to love's transforming touch. Love, like a laser beam, penetrates all manner of darkness. We have been told, and if we have heard, grace, God's touch, invites us to believe. The light is in the world, and nothing shall overcome it.